In this question, this listener asks, how should someone with an anxious attachment style handle when they find out that their ex is dating someone new? How do I resolve this and help myself feel better? This listener says that my ex has been giving me mixed messages for a year, where he says he thinks of calling me to get back together, but feels overwhelmed when he sees me. But he recently started seeing someone else, and it seems like he's ready to commit to her. My anxious tendencies make me want to contact him for closure to understand why, but I know that won't work. And I've been obsessively checking his social media profiles to see updates on his new relationship, but I'm hurt every time I see an update. How do I resolve this and help myself feel better? Well, first I want to say, I totally feel you. I know how painful this is. Breakups are painful no matter who initiated the breakup. And I hear you on how tempting it is to check social media. And what's happening here after a breakup is our attachment style, our attachment system. It's our attachment system fighting to stay attached, fighting to stay connected. And so just know that that is what's going on here. This obsessive drive to check up on him, check on his social media profiles to see what's going on with him. That's your attachment system at work and being activated. And just knowing that can really help us put the situation into perspective. It's so tempting to check social media, to check our exes on social media, especially if the breakup is really fresh and we're still in a lot of pain. But the truth is, and I know I'm sure you've experienced this, it really just makes us feel worse. And what happens is that it activates your attachment even more. So even if you're trying to get over him and trying to heal and trying to feel better, checking on him on social media will make you feel worse and activate that attachment even more. So what I invite you to do is to not let yourself go there. When we have an anxious attachment style, we really thrive on a lot of emotional support. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just how we work. So what I invite you to do is to lean on other sources that will help you cope better than checking on him on social media. So that might look like leaning on a friend, a trusted friend, who will really be there for you. And when you're tempted to check on him on social media or recall all the lovely times that you had with him, ask that friend to remind you of why you guys broke up in the first place. What that does is that helps us start to deactivate our attachment system. And that work to calm and deactivate your attachment system will really help you avoid obsessing over the breakup and over him. Also, what I do with my clients who are in situations like this is that I really work with them and invite them to focus on their vision, focus on the positive possibilities and abundance that really awaits them when they make themselves available for the kind of relationship that they really want and deserve, and to energetically close the door on what you don't want in a relationship. In my work with clients, one of the first things that we do is work together to get really clear on what matters to you in a partnership, what matters to you in a relationship. Because the powerful thing about doing that is that it really helps you stay focused on your vision. Because the clearer you are about your vision for the kind of life and relationship that you want, the more focused you are on it, the easier it will be to make conscious relationship decisions and to be resilient when heartbreak happens like this. And when you are super clear on what your needs and requirements are for the kind of relationship that you want, you're able to contrast that with how your needs were met in this relationship. And it may seem like he's ready to commit to her, but if he is truly avoidant, if he has an avoidant attachment style, that pattern of mixed messages is likely to repeat in his next relationship. So again, get emotional support to help calm your attachment system and avoid activating or reactivating your attachment system by not letting yourself go there, not checking on social media, because that just activates our attachment system even more, especially when we're in heartbreak. And clarify and focus on your vision. Your needs are your needs. You're not wrong for having the needs that you have and for wanting the kind of relationship that you want, wanting the quality of relationship that you want. I hope that helps provide some guidance, and I'm sending you lots of love and healing during this challenging time. And if anxious attachment has been a problem for you in your dating life, and you really want to have a healthy, loving, committed relationship, I'd really love to help you. If you're ready to invest in making strides toward your relationship goals and really live and love from your intuitive power, from your authentic self, I want to invite you to sign up for a complimentary Ready for the One strategy session with me. You would simply go to melissathelovecoach.com/ready to find out more and sign up. Space is limited, so there is a brief application form, but if this resonates and if you feel called to get support and work on this more deeply, I'd really love to talk to you about this more deeply and work with you on it. To sign up again for a free Ready for the One strategy session, simply go to melissathelovecoach.com/ready. Thank you again for your question, and I hope this helps provide some guidance.